Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Sports Lounge. I am Michael Horn, the star of our show, a gentleman we enjoy each and every week at this time, the Sultan of Safeties, two safeties in one football game in the same quarter, the all-pro defensive end, the acting superstar legend, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Thank you very much, Michael Horn. Great to be with all of you after another week. We've been pounding it out over the last week, and here we are today to pound it out with all you listeners out there.
You and I got together this last week and went to the old cigar store, as I recall. Just went out there, and you are a pretty cigar aficionado. You know the good ones to look through. And when you go into the humidor there and they close the door on Fred, and I'm in there with him, and you know exactly what cigar to pick out.
Well, I've smoked a lot of cigars. It helps.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm always looking for a, I guess, the ultimate cigar, you know.
What's the search? Because a good cigar smoker is always looking for the ultimate. In your mind, what would be the ultimate cigar?
Well, it has to be appealing when you light it. You know, and I usually tend to go toward the Maduro, which is the dark wrapper of cigars.
The Maduro, that's like a, is that a Davidoff? Is that what you got? Was the Maduro?
Well, I got a Davidoff last night, and we smoked it, and we had a very nice chat with Anto over there at his store.
Yeah, in Pasadena, and Anto's he's really a guy. Yeah, you know,
they're great. But what I try to look for is. How the aroma, how it tastes, and what the aftertaste is.
Yeah, so so you're going with the aroma first, then the taste, and when you say the initial light, what are you looking for in the initial light?
Well, that it lights evenly and stays lit. Okay. Sometimes the tobacco is rolled to an extent where it won't hold the light. You know,
you had to relight it a couple of times, I noticed.
Yes.
Whatever you were smoking the other night, you relit it a couple of times.
Yeah. Well, they go out as you're yapping and talking. Yeah. They just have a tendency to go, which is okay.
That's good. All right, so we got that going. How your week was good? Everything good this week for you? Pretty good?
I'm okay. I've been looking at, the Dodgers, it's interesting.
You got a three-game losing streak.
Yeah, they don't know whether to look at the Dodgers and be concerned or be concerned about the people who are trying to be concerned.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
It's just such a
Fred tweets all the
wasted
time. Follow him on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer, and FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
There it is. The brand spanking new Holy Mother of Awesome 4K Ultra HD TV. With a gazillion pixels of super crisp resolution, you can see it in your living room. And then, You see the price. Your hopes are officially dashed. Don't let those big box retailers give you static. Swing by Rent-A-Center or go to rentacenter.com and get the big brands you want for small payments you can afford, all without credit. Rent-A-Center. Big brands. Small payments. Rental purchase transactions. See store for details.
We love watching sports, but with so many options for television and online streaming, it's nearly impossible to catch all the best moments of your favorite games. Now with the SportFlip app, you can receive real-time, customized notifications so you know when your games are back on after a break. SportFlip is simple. Just set which games or teams you want to follow, and whenever a game returns from a commercial break, period change, or rain delay, you will receive a notification on your device. Download SportFlip from the App Store today and watch more sports.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for a simple rate as low as $19.99 a month. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For as low as $19.99 a month with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
Call 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. Call now. That's 800-587-4281.
All over. Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. Michael Horn along with the one and only Mr. Fred Dry. And so, Fred, when you people don't know this, when you sit down at dinner, you get on one side of the table, you say, I'm going to sit here because I like a lot of room, because you're a tall, strapping gentleman, and you kind of turn your chair to the side, so you're sort of sideways at the table when you sit there dining, and I, of course, am jammed into the other side of the table looking at you, but you actually can look at the whole room when you sit there. You get real comfortable.
What's the question? What are you confused about?
So the question is I'm going to come in and invent a swivel chair for you when you're dining so you can actually turn without much effort.
I wouldn't use that chair.
You would not?
No.
No. Okay. Anyway, it was a fun dinner. We had a good time. Before you were in the cigar lounge at Anto's there, and I'm telling you, you guys smoked up a storm. I, of course, don't smoke cigars, so when I came home, I immediately tore up all articles of clothing, threw them in the washing machine, and
you're
I threw
one of those people,
myself in the shower so I could actually sleep and breathe.
Yeah. No, cigars.
I did not say that.
Did you run outside and flap your arms?
I did not
air
say
out?
Ooh, cigars. So you're the second person.
You know, when you're a kid, I'm interrupting for a reason.
Please.
We have to divert this conversation somewhere. You know, it's like when you were a kid, you know, and you went out and smoked at the high school game. You come home and you got a whiff of yourself, and you're trying to get rid of the cigar smoke or the cigarette smoke before you go in and your parents pound you.
While you were in the cigar lounge, it was nice to sit there and smell everything. It's when you get out of the cigar lounge and re-enter the real world, there's definitely, you know, some kind of a brush fire that follows you around a little bit. It smells better than your traditional brush fire, but there is definitely,
aromatic.
Yeah, I don't.
Isn't it aromatic?
You use it to think and concentrate before you work, right? It's your way of cleansing.
I find it very relaxing and enjoyable.
Yeah.
And I continue to do it. And what I'm even more amazed about, and I think Anto shared some stories with you about people, you know, strangers coming up to you saying, you shouldn't do that. You're ruining your health. And why are you doing that? You know, you're endangering everybody with secondhand smoke. You know, those people, hysterical people.
Yeah, I support your right to smoke if you want to. I do support that.
Thank you so
much. Just
not
with me trapped in the room.
That means a lot.
Just to get me. Just bring in a tank. Now, what's this deal happened? There was an ESPN analyst quitting because of player brain trauma. Whether you've been talking about this CTE, the concussion stuff affecting football for some time, and this analyst, Ed Cunningham, who played on the collegiate level at Washington for 5 seasons and then in the NFL, has resigned from the network due to concerns over the damage inflicted on players on a weekly basis.
Oh, he's protesting.
Yes, in its current state, there are real dangers, broken limbs, wear and tear. That's what he told the New York Times. He says, but the real crux of this is that I just don't think the game is safe for the brain. To me, it's unacceptable.
Oh, well, then you know something. Go cover the badminton tournaments down at the beach. You know, look, this generation is incessantly decided to screw into reinventing the culture. You know, all of these things have been talked about. You know, I'm a little bit older than this guy is.
Yeah, he's 48 years of age.
Yeah, he doesn't know anything.
You're 49.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, I'll throw that in.
So the upshot of all of this is he's concerned he's going to give up his job. First of all, we don't care if he gives up his job or not. Giving up your job isn't going to bring a light to a situation that has nothing to do with your sensitivity to it.
Well, he could have kneeled in the broadcast booth.
Well, he could have done a lot of things. And I think considering we know a little bit about how he thinks here, you know, then, you know, if he feels that way, go to the boss and demand it's his right to cover a sport that doesn't injure your brain.
Well, he could have kneeled. And when they would say, let's go to Ed Cunningham for your thoughts. And Ed would have said, yeah, I'm over here kneeling down and I think it's a terrible thing. Thank you, Ed. And he could just be kneeling away from the microphone. And then that would be sort of a protest. Now, but I got to talk to you about this because you believe, you feel strongly about the concussion thing, but you say it's because a lack of training exists in the NFL. No one knows how to tackle.
There isn't any more concussions today than there was 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 years ago. What's different? What do you think is different? The politicalization of concussions. The fact that everybody's getting them. So I ask myself, why is there a proliferation and why is there a focus in on, granted, a very serious injury? Anything to do with the brain and the head and the neck and the stem cells and the brain stem and all of those things are worthy of note. The main problem is this discussion about CTE is without any without any discussion about how to fix it, how to address it. Earlier in my playing career, we were taught how to tackle, engage the ball carrier,
and part of training, right?
And bring him to the ground.
Training.
It's called training. You know, you just don't send people out there like they're doing today, all these big fast guys, and just say, here, you know what to do, and it's just mayhem. You have to be responsible within the framework of the game. I don't want to hurt somebody. I'd like to know when a coach says, hey, you know, this is poor tackling. You're going to get your neck broke, Fred, if you don't do it correctly. And if you don't get your neck broke, the guy you're hitting could get his neck broke. Here's how this happens. And you can go through it. Every single brain injury, every paralyzing story you've ever heard has to do with bad form and bad contact. It's poor fundamentals. It's no fundamentals.
And that's even happening in like school systems, right?
It's stopped. You know, you can go back 30 some odd years. You can go back to when they started talking about Title IX, when money going into colleges had to be evenly distributed between men's sports and women's sports. Well, that's okay. That's fine. However, what is not being discussed was in doing that, the football program took a huge hit in terms of the amount of time and money they could spend on players. They only had the players for a certain amount of hours during the day, during the week, during the season. So the kids today, they're barely learning how to do is show up at practice, be on time, run the plays, learn the plays, and everything else drops off. You don't have a segment. You don't have an 8-minute, 9-minute segment during practice in high school or college or professional. You don't have anything of people making the players understand and think through, hey, wait a minute. I know how to tackle. I know how. We used to be graded on tackling, and we used to go out and have to practice it.
Is this because management's not doing it, or are the players making so much money they feel like they're
there's no demand? And there's no demand in high school.
Right.
There's no demand in college, and there's the new wave of coaches don't find any value in it at all. They say, "Yo, go out there and make a big hit and get them on the ground." And what you're winding up with now is a tremendous, overwhelming, a settling of 30 years of no, here it is, no education. It's like the school systems, no education.
More straight ahead here. Fred Dreyer in the Sports Lounge.
Nothing feels better this time of year, Fred, to come home after a long, hard day at work and create a healthy, fresh meal for your family and do it in under 40 minutes.
Well, salmon's my best.
I know. You love the salmon.
I mean, the salmon's terrific, as well as all the other meals. And, it's very affordable, less than $10 per person per meal. Blue Apron delivers seasonal recipes along with a pre-proportioned ingredients to make delicious home-cooked meals.
And this is fantastic. Blue Apron, if you haven't tried it, it is the number one fresh ingredient and recipe delivery service in the country. Its mission is to make incredible home cooking accessible to everyone. Everything comes prepackaged, as you mentioned, all proportioned out. You have very little waste, and you have a healthy, easy-to-prepare meal. That's fun. It's something you can feel good about. And we have a special offer specifically for listeners to our program. Check out this week's menu and get your first three meals free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/dryer. That's blueapron.com/dryer.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. I am Michael Horn, along with the star of our program. The Sultan of Safeties, 2-1 game in the same quarter. The all-pro defensive end. The acting legend, this man was on Hunter. Now the new movie is out, Highway 395. You can get it, download it tonight at his website, freddryer.co. F-R-E-D, there's your Fred, D-R-Y-E-R, there's your Dryer. Put the .co. You got Highway 395. Here he is, Fred Dryer.
Thanks so very much. And check it out. That's a great trailer, and it's also a very, very entertaining action thriller shot up on Highway 395 outside of Lone Pine and Bridgeport. It's a nice entertainment package for the family.
I have not been checking the standings out for the Kansas City Royals, but their star left-hander, Danny Duffy, apparently he has been placed on suspicion of driving under the influence. It's yet to be confirmed, but there's a report indicating that he's the 28-year-old pitching legend was booked after trying and failing to grab some fast food on Saturday evening. According to an employee at the fine dining Burger King, this was in Kansas City, it's about a 25 to 30 minute drive from Kauffman Stadium. Duffy was found passed out in the drive-through line after failing to pull up to the pickup window. He put his order in and apparently passed out there on the spot. Most people can do that and still wake up and have enough time to get their order.
You're good at doing that. You at least roll the window down.
Yeah, I did after smoking those cigars with you. I had my head hanging out there like a dog hanging out to get an air. But so this guy Duffy, another restaurant worker, reached into Duffy's car and saved him. He put his car into park before he called police to wake up the pitcher.
Well, you know, general manager of Dayton Moore is very, very disappointed.
What happened? What a Dayton
Moore? Well, he's just disappointed. He says, I'm disappointed in the news we have received regarding Danny Duffy's DUI arrest on Sunday night.
It's tough.
Danny was not part of the team traveling back to Cleveland on Sunday because he had returned to Kansas City a day early to undergo an MRI examination. Oh,
they're
gosh.
Still in the early stages of gathering the details, but the Royals general manager, Dayton Moore, says, I know Danny has always been accountable as a member of this organization. We expect the same accountability from him as this process moves forward. He was drunk, trying to sober himself up with a Burger King. A lot of people, when they drink too much, try to go through a fast food line. Just pull the car over, turn the thing off, go to sleep in a parking lot, and sleep it off.
How many times do you think he's done this?
I don't know. Burger King, I'm sure, a lot of times. Boy, you get that
this
Whopper.
Is good, this is good publicity for Burger King.
Yeah, I think they got a 2-for-1 sale going on, so he's trying to get, you know, a couple of Whoppers in there. And some burgers, too. They have it. So anyway, Duffy is now in the first season of a 5-year, $65 million extension. Here's the deal. Fred Dryer, you didn't make this much money. If you made that much money, would you get drunk and pass out on a Burger King if you had a chance of blowing the $65 million contract?
Well, it's guaranteed, pal.
Oh, well, then let's go.
Let's go. Come on.
I got a bottle of something.
Yeah. Well, you can do anything you want nowadays, can't you?
Yeah, they said, would you like a drink with that? Yeah, I'll take a rum and coke. I like it too. Burger King's and a rum and coke.
Well, who woke him up?
Bourbon. Oh,
did they have someone there to wake him up?
Well, the employee was able to reach in, I guess, through the window and throw the car into park as Duffy started to kind of doze by the window. Wasn't
so
gonna get his
the
food.
Car was moving forward. This is interesting.
I guess. Well, at least they stopped him there because Duffy passed out in the front seat of the car. So.
We're still in the early stages of gathering the details.
Okay, Dayton. That's Dayton Moore, the general manager.
He's got
Royals.
A big problem there.
Yeah, so you got to be careful.
Yeah, you know, the guy was upset because they haven't scored a run in 45 innings.
Have they really had a tough time scoring runs?
Oh, yeah. This guy just hit a home run. Merrifield's home run snaps Royals' scoreless streak at 45 innings.
Wow. So they had a 45-inning scoreless streak going on.
Yeah. So you know. he got drunk and then wanted to get a burger. I don't blame him.
Yeah, that's probably it. Guy probably pitched a couple of those games there and didn't get any run support.
Well, maybe he'll learn from his lesson.
Maybe he'll
phone it in.
Maybe he was going through Burger King because he wanted to get some runs support, if you know what I mean, if you've been to Burger King.
Oh,
thank you for that theme. That'll get me out of this. That's good. Play the music.
Nice. That's not
well,
very nice.
He'd do anything for some runs. That's what I heard. A little too crude. All right, that's the Sports Lounge. What can I tell you? Every once in a while.
You've reached a new low.
That's a new low for the show.
Yeah, you have. Was he naked?
We thought it was last week with Robert Lee here as our new announcer on the show.
Why are you telling me? What are you talking about? That's a home run if I ever saw one.
ESPN announcer in the studio. Apparently the All right, never mind. We'll take a little break.
Yeah.
Fred's on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer. Let him know what you think about that. Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. You can also send him an email, FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. Go to his website. Check the trailer out on Highway 395. FredDreyer.co. FredDreyer.co. Check it out. We are back in the Sports Lounge. We actually should do a podcast on the segments, between the segments here on the show. I'm Michael Horn, along with the one and only Fred Dreyer. And so, Tyler, our producer here, Tyler, you wanted to know what did you ask me?
What your favorite food was.
Yeah, I said my favorite food was, and I thought about it for a second after I said Czech cuisine, and I said it would be roast beef with corn and mashed potatoes and gravy, and Fred just scowled.
Exactly.
You cannot eat your food in front of Fred.
I don't care what you eat.
He would just scowl at
but
you.
But when you tell me that's what you eat, I give you my opinion about what it is.
And this whole thing started because I asked Fred, I said, do you like Mexican food? And then you started telling me, and you started sounding...
You asked me, what do you like? And I started telling you, and you started saying, ooh, really?
No, I said you sounded like Tommy Lasorda lusting over the food. You sounded like Tommy going through a menu somewhere. So what would you eat at a Mexican restaurant?
I just told you.
Well, the audience didn't hear.
I would eat chicken.
You would have chicken?
I would eat chicken.
That's a big
step. Eat guacamole. I would eat whole beans.
Yeah, whole beans.
I wouldn't eat cheese so much. I'd have corn tortillas.
Corn tortillas.
I'd have all the salad you could probably have in a restaurant. I'd eat tomatoes.
You're cheating now. I'd
eat garlic. I'd have onions.
You're sounding much more.
I'd have a.
You're too proper.
Two Modelo dark beers.
So
that's what I would do.
Tyler,
now, how about you?
He sounded different when he said it the first time, didn't he? He was more like, you know.
Well, what should I say?
Judgmental,
sound like?
Wasn't he?
Yeah. Judgmental.
You were more judgmental, and now it's like, oh, I'd have beer. Oh, I'd have.
Well, why don't you put the other side of this conversation to the good folks
there? We're going to podcast it. We will.
And just simply say.
Audience is on
how many
side.
Times you've asked me, gee, is this okay to eat? What do you think about that? How do I lose weight? How do I do this?
Well, and now.
Right?
Well, no.
Well.
Not exactly. I order and I eat quite well now. And it's just when there's just a little bit of like angel hair pasta on there, you made a big deal about it.
People
cleared out of the room.
And oftentimes you've said, what do you think of this? And I gave you my opinion, and you say, oh, gee, you're so judgmental.
Yeah, so, well.
Well, I'm not going to say anything.
You sounded
anymore.
Like Tommy Lasorda lusting over a meal.
No,
like,
I didn't.
A menu.
No, I didn't.
You say, yeah, I'll have this, and I'll have that, and everything. And then you did your John
okay,
Wayne.
Here we are. Officially, we're on, what time is it? Let's ring this up.
Ring it up.
What time it is?
We're halfway through the show.
Okay, halfway through. You're on, you're on.
Oh, wow. He's
there
cut
you
the
go.
Tie. Whoa.
There you go.
Whoa. Whoa. What are those hot dogs that they have at the Cincinnati Stadium?
You know, what do you call them? Every
smoky
week?
Dokey dogs. Yeah, big red smokies. I'm going to have one of those.
Yeah, you should.
Do you ever eat a hot dog, Fred Dreyer?
I've eaten chicken hot dogs. I've ate venison hot dogs.
Venison hot dog.
I've also had a Dodger dog.
And lived to tell
but
about
here's
it.
The difference.
What's the difference?
I don't do it all the time.
Yeah, you know, it's like
well,
every once in a while. It's
good. That's right.
All right, now, so Japan has got some, what is this now? They've got some kind of a walk-off rule. What's this thing about?
They continue to embarrass American Little Leaguers.
Why?
Well, I'll tell you. They just keep coming over here and pounding the bejesus out of our little guys.
Yeah.
And they've other than Taiwan, they've won it.
They won
11 world championships. Taiwan is the only country that has more with 17. You know, Taiwan, they were busted, 10 years ago for putting 18-year-olds in there pitching. No, they were.
I know, I remember.
I saw one of the games, and the kid was like 18. I said, wait a minute.
He was.
This is like a 6'1", and he's blowing these 80-mile-an-hour, 90-mile-an-hour fastballs by these kids who are like 4'3".
One night I was watching one of these games, and there was a guy there, an old major leaguer, Bo Belinsky, was pitching for the Taiwanese Tigers, the little kids. He was 54 years old. They said, oh, no, he just looks old. So what's it? The deal is it's embarrassing because apparently there's a mercy rule, and they jumped out the Japanese team to 12-2, and so they called the game on that whole thing. Did you watch the fight, by the way? Speaking of mercy rules, you were a big fight fan watching the McGregor-Connor fight. And
yeah, I watched it.
Yeah, you know, Mayweather-Connor fight. And so what did you did you think it was what you thought? Was it a different thing? Should they have stopped the fight? What was your thought?
I never gave serious consideration to Conor McGregor beating Floyd Mayweather.
You didn't?
No. Now, was it a matter of going the distance? I didn't think it would go the distance. That meant that somewhere along the line that Floyd would have to knock him out, and it was a TKO in the 10th. So there it is.
Do you believe they should stop those fights when they look pretty bad?
Well, here was one of the reasonings that they stopped it, is that McGregor hadn't returned punches.
Gotcha.
In like a minute and a half. He was backpedaling, and he was looking kind of defenseless, and it looked as though he was about ready to get knocked out, and they just stopped it, which was, you know, okay. I mean, it was clear that he wasn't going to win a fight.
All right, more football news here. Dan Fouts, famed Charger quarterback, he said he thinks it's embarrassing the Chargers have to play in Los Angeles at the StubHub Center. Now, a lot of people think it's going to be an intimate place, and I would like to see a game there. But he says it's embarrassing, I think, for both the Chargers and the National Football League to be playing in a 27,000-seat stadium.
Well, I think what's embarrassing is they're not filling it up.
That could be. All right, that might be it. They beat the Rams, though. What was that all about?
Well, I mean, what, you know,
preseason game, right?
Yeah, it's preseason, yeah.
Anyway, he. Why wouldn't they have gone to maybe the Rose Bowl? That would have been enough.
They don't want him over there. The Rose Bowl doesn't want anybody over there. They want UCLA,
yeah.
And they have the you know, Rose Bowl, and that's it. The people around there, if you've noticed, are very concerned about a weekend traffic coming in there and everything that it brings. They don't want it. I don't blame them.
Well, it might be better seats for me. You buy the cheap seat, you move yourself down to the better seats in front there.
Buy a big screen.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's the Labor Day sale at Ace, and it's the perfect time to buy a grill from our exclusive lineup of premium brands, including Weber, Traeger, and more. Plus, Ace has grill experts to make sure you get the right grill, whether you're looking for gas, charcoal, wood pellet, or ceramic. And right now, get the right grill delivered right to your house. Now through Labor Day, hurry in and buy any grill $3.99 and up, and we'll assemble and deliver it free, only at Ace. Offer valid for Ace Rewards members only. See participating store for scheduling and details.
Pizza Hut knows what every man, woman, and child wants. The best deal in delivery. And Pizza Hut has a large two-topping oven hot pizza for just $7.99 when you order online. It's the best pizza delivery deal. That's a large two-topping pizza for $7.99 from PizzaHut.com, right to your door. Order online today, because no one out-pizzas the Hut.
Click for this offer. Delivery minimums and fees may apply. Additional charge for extra cheese, stuffed crust, and additional toppings. Product availability, prices, participation, and delivery areas may vary. The delivery charge is not a driver tip.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a 15 $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
Welcome back here. It is the Sports Lounge. Michael Horn with the one and only Fred Dreyer. And just one other item on food, since we've talked a little bit about dining. Big story this week. Apparently, you know, they had the 2 weeks ago, they had the solar eclipse. And so in Seattle, off the coast of Washington, they're farm raising, get this, Atlantic salmon. Now, what's wrong with this? If you're going to farm raise Atlantic salmon, Fred Dreyer, wouldn't you think the farm would be on the Atlantic, in the Atlantic Ocean? Wouldn't that be where you'd farm raise the Atlantic salmon?
I have no idea.
So they're farm raising them off the Pacific, in the Pacific Ocean, off the coast of Washington State, and because of the change in the tides and stuff, the fish escape. And so now they're out there fishing around with the Pacific, the coho salmon, and now there's authorities are saying, well, if you want to come out and fish, we won't limit you on how many you can get. Just catch as many as you want, because like 4,000 or 5,000 of these things got out. This is going to create some weird kind of new fish. And I'm telling you that just because I know you love salmon.
Yeah.
Are you an Atlantic or Pacific salmon kind of guy?
I don't care. I don't care.
So you'll eat whatever. If they mate together, Fred will be the first one to have the Atla salmon, they'll call it, for the Atlantic and the coho salmon, the co-atla.
I hope those fish...
cohabitable Atlanta salmon.
Find what they're looking for.
That's good. All right, so your old buddy Colin Kaepernick apparently is starting to get...
Oh, yeah.
He's in the news again. He protests, they say now... According to Aaron, is this Aaron Rodgers that's saying this now? That
yeah.
It's keeping him from getting signed? Aaron Rodgers is saying this?
Yeah.
Oh, come on. I don't believe it. I think he's just not a good talent. Come on. He's not a good quarterback.
Well, what's he say? He says, Aaron Rodgers says, I think Kaepernick should be on a roster right now. I think it's because of his protests. I think because of his protests, he's not on a roster.
Yeah.
So, look. You know how many other black quarterbacks are sitting home right now?
Exactly.
RG3.
He's
pretty good.
He's very good.
Now, if he was healthy, if he could, you know, if his knee was all right, and he's healthy, I'd take him over Kaepernick.
I'd take a lot of people.
There's a lot of people, black people, who are out of a job not because they're black, number one, and not so much because they broke. They use poor judgment in protesting the American flag. You know, I mean, look, you can protest the American flag, but you're not going to do it during a game at the expense of ownership at the league, at the radio and television. I don't care what you think, but please stop using. If I was a teammate, I say, yeah, I get what you're saying. That's great, and a lot of people have stepped up and said that. But don't do it now on my time. Don't don't do it now. Do it some other time.
I'll go you one better. I have rooted for the Green Bay Packers on many occasions. Not this year because of this stupid comment from Aaron Rodgers, and here's why: Colin Kaepernick is not playing for two words. He's stupid. He is stupid. That's three words. Pardon me. I was a little light on the old brain power there, too. Because he was still signed with the 49ers. He could have played.
They were probably going to release him in camp.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe I'm not too bright myself. But anyway, I would tell you that he's not a good quarterback, and that's why he's not playing. It's not because he's kneeling, trust me. And this Eric Reed guy now, he's changed his mind about the anthem protest now after you talked to Colin Kaepernick. What's that all about?
Yeah, first of all, you've got Eric Reed who doesn't really kind of understand what it's about until he talks to Kaepernick, who really doesn't understand what it's about. And that conversation swayed Eric Reed to support him.
So now there's a bunch of guys starting to kneel. Is that right?
Yeah, I hope the whole. I hope they play the game on their knees. I hope the entire league goes to their knees.
So you would see them line up on the line.
Oh, and here's the other thing.
Knees.
I was talking to a friend of mine who was in the league at some point in time, but he's in the league, and he can't wait when the onslaught of player celebrations hits.
Oh yeah,
the radio and television airwaves.
I mean, after they make a touchdown, they go
well,
dancing around.
Well, they've taken the league has announced that you can do whatever you want.
Oh, they did now.
Oh, yes, they do.
Now
oh, no.
You can
oh,
do
yes, wide
you,
open
you
now. And you want to see people heading for the exits? Wait till that saturates.
So they're going to do a little dancing or something.
Well, I don't know what they're going to do, but you can imagine what they're going to do.
When you played, a couple of things. First off, there had to be people that had different political views, but did they keep them pinned to their locker and go out on the field and just play the game? I mean, there had to be people that had differing views than
well, other of course.
Players. But they didn't make an embarrassment
no,
about it.
No, they didn't. They didn't. They didn't. Like they say, you know, John Madden used to say, hey, look, you know, you can live your life how you want to live it. I've got three things I want you to do. Don't embarrass the franchise. Don't embarrass me and show up on time.
And so when there was a touchdown on your team, there was some showboating, but not like it is now. Did the players get all excited and just throw the ball around when you were there?
Well,
wasn't
you know,
it the
you
way
know,
it was
they
now?
They did they acted out you know for their time. You know, we all spiked the ball and we did a sack dance. I didn't, but there's a lot of people that did a lot of things like that, and it was looked upon as just stupid. And look where it is now.
It's.
I mean, it's a full-blown production now. They've got people out there, you know, before the game, you know, working out a thing. You know, those guys. What really hit the bell for people, the lead to cut all this out was this one guy in New Orleans went out before the game and hid a cell phone in the padding around the goalpost. So when he scored, he went over and pulled the cell phone out of it and was talking on a cell phone. Get ready. This is going to be a Ziegfeld Follies coming up, folks.
Well, the most exciting things when you played, I remember that one time, was when they spiked Vince Ferragamo's Coca-Cola. That was exciting. Here to the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn along with the one and only Fred Dreyer. It is email time. You can email Fred Dreyer at Fred Dreyer. Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Fred, FREDDRYER, at crntalk.com. Steven writes to you, Fred. He says, are you thinking about doing more movies, Fred? Will Stephanie Kramer co-star?
I'm working on things for myself and for other people.
Get that mic a little closer.
With my writing partner, but Stephanie is not involved.
Ashley said, Fred, I'm in Houston, Texas. Keep us in your prayers. That's been tough.
Well, it's very difficult down there, and we send all of our best to you folks down there.
Now, Carl writes, he says, most true Hunter fans have the box set along with the reunion movies and the three episodes that were shown on TV in 2003. It's a shame that an extra two episodes are sitting somewhere and no one has seen them. Only three out of five that were made were shown. What a waste. Is there any way to persuade NBC to make available to fans? I know it's not in your hands at NBC's, but what could you try? I didn't know this. Is this true?
This is true. We were on the... on the roll to do five episodes. We did three. We shot all five, but they pulled two of them. One of them, the network pulled, because there was a reference to Arabs. This is not just 2003 now.
Wow.
There was a reference to 9/11 and Arabs in one of the shows, and they said it's just too insensitive.
Really?
Yes.
So it never aired?
That's why you don't see it, and you will never see it.
And it's never been aired then, right?
Yeah. It was a pretty good episode.
Can we get them back? Is there any way we can get them back?
No, there's not.
For sure?
For sure.
All right, want to email Fred. Yeah, he will have more answers for you. We'll take a few more emails in just a little bit. Email Fred, freddreyer at crntalk.com. Freddreyer at crntalk.com. made a lot of fun about jokes here and stuff, but here's what we're going to do. We're going to go out and get the Fred Dreyer approved restaurants and sports lounges. And you, I'm going to take you out there, and you're going to give the restaurant the once over. And if it's good, we'll put a plaque up.
Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go from table to table, and I'll tell people, don't eat that. Are you eating that? Don't eat that. Just eat that. I don't want you to have that dessert. You're too heavy anyway. Just stop. I'd go through the entire restaurant and just tell people.
And tell people eat.
Just tell them what to do.
Fred Dreyer's going to be here, and there'll be like five people show up.
And then they all run out the back door.
That's good. Now, your old buddy Eric Dickerson, the Rams signed him for one more day so he could retire as a Ram.
Yeah.
That was kind of a nice thing for the team to do, wasn't it?
Was it? I don't know. I don't know. I honestly don't know.
What do you mean you don't know? I think it's nice.
They didn't do that for me.
Well, but they let you go nice. They when you left, didn't they throw a party?
I had to sue
them. Apparently they didn't throw you a party. How did they break the news to you that your career was over?
They had Frank Lauterbur, who was the then defensive line coach, if you could excuse the term. God bless him. He's passed since, but he was a very nice guy, actually. But he says, hey, Freddie, Ray wants to see you, and
Ray Malavasi,
he wants to see you over in his office now. I said, what's it about, Frank? Well, I think it's something about retirement.
Is that the way Frank talks?
The way he talks.
About retirement.
And I went, thank you, Frank. He went, okay. It was unbelievable.
And so you went over, and what did Ray say?
Well, yeah, we're going to go a different direction. And I said, you guys don't know what direction you're in. You know, you guys don't know what you're doing. I said, by the way, you can't cut me. I have a no-trade contract. Well, we think we can. No, well, you can't. It's in writing. You can't. In other words, you can't. Not only can you not cut me, I have a guaranteed spot on the roster that I negotiated with Carol Rosenblum. Well, we had our attorney look at it. We think we can release you. Well, go ahead. You got a problem.
This was after Carol had passed away,
that's
right?
Correct.
Georgia
that's correct.
Was in charge of the
team.
So
it's a couple of years later. So they release me, and then I said, okay. So I called my attorney. He said, they got a problem. The next morning, their attorney called my attorney and said, you get him back on that team. Because they just looked at the contract, and the Rams were in breach of contract.
So they never looked at the contract.
No, they're just too stupid. No, it's one of the many wonderful things in life that we all know that
Georgia Frontier.
Everybody comes across. Everybody listening to me, you folks out there, you guys are smarter than anybody you come in contact with. But you know that. You know beautiful stupidity when you see it, and laziness. And that was the Rams then, and I don't know if that's the way they are now. But
They're better now.
They're much better now, probably, hopefully.
They came back to Los Angeles. They got to be better now.
But anyway, that's how that happened.
Wow, so that's a pretty good – you never told that one before.
I don't talk about that segment of my
life.
Sounds
like Ray Malavasi and the other guy, they all kind of talk the same way in the coaching staff. They kind of like this.
Well, alcohol helps.
It helps it. Listen, Jeff, to it.
No, Ray Malvasi's not here anymore. He was a very good defensive coordinator. Learned an awful lot from Ray, but he was not a very good head coach.
So defensively good, not a good
very head. Good. Actually, terrific.
Best
actually.
Coach you ever played for?
Don Coryell.
Yeah. Second best?
Probably Chuck Knox.
Yeah, Chuck
yeah,
Knox.
Chuck
wow.
Knox. Yeah,
I was going to say maybe Madden, you would say.
Well, John was at San Diego State when I was there for spring.
Yeah.
Then he went to the Raiders. I never played for John when he left San Diego State, after he left.
But you played for him. He was one of the coaches there.
He was one of the coaches there, yeah.
All right, that's our show. If you missed anything, just log on to the website.
That's it? Is that it?
crntalk.com/thesportslounge. And by the way, you can email Fred Dreyer. Fred Dreyer.
Yeah.
At crntalk.com. Follow him on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, and it's facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. The big news is he's got the new movie out, Highway 395. Check out his website. What's that website?
FredDreyer.co or YouTube Fred Dreyer.
FredDreyer.co or YouTube Fred Dreyer.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400.
Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Welcome back here to our final segment in the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn with the one and only Sultan of Safeties, Fred Dreyer. A few more emails here for you, Fred. Othelia says, very funny. My dad's name is General Lee, first and middle name, being from Kentucky, the gateway to the South. You can only guess who he was named after.
General, it's a great person to be named after.
Gail says, Fred was on fire last week. You so make me laugh. Thanks, Fred.
Thank you, Gail.
Yeah, a lot of people enjoying that. Pamela also said, terrific show again last week, Mr. Dreyer. Very heartening to know there is actually a celebrity from California with some common sense. Yay, Fred, spot on as usual.
Well, look at you, Pamela. Thank you very much for the compliment.
A lot of people getting in here. Your movie is out at your website there,
Highway 395. You can go to freddreyer.co or go to YouTube, Fred Dreyer.
Jenna says, Fred, I could talk about hashtag Hunter all day, every day.
Thank you so much. I greatly appreciate it.
I want to work that microphone there a little bit there. Frank says, Fred, do another Hunter. You still look like you are in his character. Do you have that character feel?
I think I do, but it's also up to other people to make that decision, I think.
Well, what about people?
Huh?
What people?
Well, anybody who pays attention, I guess.
I guess, okay. All right, there's Brian McCarthy says, just love the title, The Sports Lounge. P.S. Currently watching Hunter on H&I Network, the Heroes and Icons Network. Is that where your show Hunter is now being aired?
Apparently it is. It was, I think, under scrutiny there for a while. It was being pulled off the air for some reason, probably negotiating contracts of some sort.
Do you still get residuals from the show?
I do, but they're sparse.
Sparse?
Yeah.
Good show, though.
Great show.
You were in Crisis and Agent X here just recently in the last couple of seasons. Good stuff. Kevin Alexander said he came across this old picture of us at George's wedding. Hope you're doing well, my friend. Chrissy and I moved out to California. We're up north in Oregon, a little town on the coast called Florence. If you're ever passing through this way, you got a place to take care. Kev. So is this an old buddy of yours, Kev?
Yes. We knew George, and we were in his wedding.
All coming back to you now, am I right?
I think it's all beginning to roll up in my front yard.
All right, follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dryer, D-R-Y-E-R, Facebook.com/TheRealFredDryer, and Fred Dryer at CRNTalk.com. Say so long, Fred. We're out of time.
See you later.
Oh, what you gonna do? You gonna get down? Tell me. Oh, what you gonna do? Do you wanna get out? What you gonna do? You wanna get out?